Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5 FM. In the studio, we have Moreton Bay Regional Councillor Adrian Riddell. Very good morning to you.
G'day, Shane. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Now, big news at the moment, Logan and the Triple C. At the moment, and a lot of people be caught up that the Triple C has been investigating a lot of different councils in the area. Moreton Bay Regional Council is no exception. It's also being investigated. We don't know the contents of exactly what they're investigating, but from your perspective, how is it likely to affect the Moreton Bay Regional Council?
Well, we really don't know, Shane. You know, you don't get told about the investigations that are occurring until you sort of see it. But I guess it's going to depend on what the minister decides out of the Logan issue. The minister could decide to to do something similar to Ipswich, although he says it's very different to Ipswich. Or I guess he could call an early election, which would see Moreton Bay really affected. But it really, I guess, it depends on what he decides over the next little while as to how it will actually affect Moreton Bay at this stage.
So at this stage, you can't really do much more, nor can you say much more until we know what the minister is going to do.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I guess it's a time of interest in local government. And I guess it's a little bit tricky because there's a federal election as well. So does it dirty the waters there, muddy the waters with a federal election happening with all of this other stuff that's being reported on as well?
Yeah, right. I guess we'll leave it there for the moment and go on to maybe some of the events that are happening right around the Moreton Bay region, particularly in your division. The Wild Koala Day at the Caboolture Showgrounds. This is on Saturday. Which Saturday?
We've got two. So Wild Koala Day. Mm-hmm. It's a bit more like a Wild Koala Weekend in the Moreton Bay region because we've got the Moreton Bay Koala Care Group doing their Wild Koala Day at the Caboolture Showgrounds on Saturday. So jump on Facebook and check out all of the details for that one. So it's the local one happening up here around Caboolture, but for Moreton Bay, the Pine Rivers Koala Care are doing one at Old Petretown.
Okay, and that's on Sunday.
And that's on Sunday. So it's, like I said, it's more like a Wild Koala Weekend, but it's great to see these groups who care so much for our koalas. Getting it out there and getting people across the issue. It'll be interesting to see their events and I think it's just going to be a great event to participate in.
I've noted since whenever we put koala stories on our website, we get heaps of interaction. So it's obviously a very sensitive issue for the people of Moreton Bay, and they care a lot about it. So I dare say this is going to be well attended.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. So I guess it's very hard for Moreton Bay. We've got to find that very fine balance because we are a growing region, and for everybody who lives here, there's more people that want to move here. Whether that's our kids as they grow up and they want to stay around mum and dad, or whether that's people who want to move here from other areas because we have such a wonderful place to live, so we can build a better lifestyle for everybody. But I guess part of that includes having a wonderful amenity around for that wildlife to flourish.
I was going to ask, because we get so much interaction on the koala issue, does the Moreton Bay Regional Council have enough planning in place for the projected new developments that are coming up, that we still have a habitat that will be maintained and kept for the koalas and other native wildlife?
Well, a lot of that planning stuff is specifically with koalas, is state-based and some federal. Not a lot to do with council at this
But
stage.
You guys do allow for new developments, and you guys have to rule on that. So don't you have to work together on that?
Yeah, so how it works is the state become a referral agency. Right. So the applications come into council. We then refer it to the state, to an organ or a department called SARA, and they then have to assess it against the koala mapping that they've got and the intents that are there. But, you know, there is a balance because within some of these new developments, it allows for greater corridors to be developed that aren't there now. It allows for fodder plantations, and you know, we do a lot of work for our koalas in Moreton Bay. We provide fodder plantations around Creek and Burpengary, and in fact all over the area. We also track, and we have been tracking, all the koalas down at the Moreton Bay University site. You know, the university is very interested in, because they're doing chlamydia trials and all sorts of medicines up the Sunshine Coast, they're a great partner of ours. So we do spend actually millions on the koalas and looking after them.
Suffice to say, they're well looked after.
Yeah, and there's always a balance that we need to have.
Very good news. The police station is going to be opening up in May on the Sunday the 5th.
Yeah, so they're doing a community open day.
Yes.
So I was talking to Brady at the Anzac Day ceremony, and he's looking forward to having the community come through. I'm sure he'll be in to talk to you about it, but it'll be great to see. So they had the memorial that they went out with the competition, and that's all been finalised. And I think it'll be a good thing just to have the community come through and check out what a police station actually looks like from the inside.
This is the second biggest one outside metropolitan Brisbane.
Yeah, and look, we've seen some new little ones. So Woodford, certainly a number of years ago, got their new police station, and the old one was shipped up to the showgrounds and is put to good use. But this one is very, very different. This is a headquarters for the Moreton Bay region of the police, but also the local station as well. So it's a big station.
It's very high-tech, too. I had a look inside there, and they've got some great innovative things that's going to enable them to do the job better.
So I can't wait to see it. It's and it's built well. It looks good. It fits in rather than just some little square box sitting on a block of land. So
that's Sunday the 5th, so make sure everybody gets along to that. It's going to be a great day to meet the local police and get in touch with the people who are there to serve you, the community of the Moreton Bay region.
Yeah, and it's such a big weekend that weekend because indeed. We've got the planting at Woodford as well that weekend.
That's part of Woodfordia, isn't it?
It is. So the planting festival has been going for a number of years now, and it starts, it goes for the whole weekend. So if you're wanting to chill out and go to a nice little, it's a much smaller festival and the folk festival, and I think it's about 6,000 people.
Still a bit of music there as well, isn't it?
Music, but they've also got activities to go and do. You can learn a heap of stuff about even things like native bees, and there's a whole heap of activities up there for both adults and kids to do, to learn. So head on up there. It's quite a great little event.
And as a result of that, there'll be more oxygen being presented to the planet that we live in. So it's great.
There will be. And look, there's not a lot of politicians going up there, so probably not a lot of hot air being presented either. So
18th of May, the Woodford Historical Society and the Woodford Community Arts Group are celebrating, 10 years anniversary of finding a home?
Yeah, so it seems like so long ago. Yeah. So 11 years ago I was elected, but when we got elected into Moreton Bay, Caboolture had started on their new home. So back then it was to dig out underneath the hall, so excavate underneath the hall, build it all in, make sure it's obviously structurally strong to hold the hall. And so was born the Woodford Art and Woodford historical area. So if you go up there, they've got some great displays of all the historical stuff, but you can also go and check out the art by local artists at the little sort of gallery area. But you can go along to workshops and painting classes and pottery classes, all sorts of things up there in that little space. It's fantastic.
Is there activities all the way through the week pretty much for them, or is it just certain days that they're sort of open and doing things?
They're open all the time, so they're open I think 6 days a week. And you can go up and check it out. The art group, with their activities, they drop in and out depending on what workshop they've got at the time.
So how do people get there? How do you direct us to it? So people can go there, and they can listen to this, and they can follow your directions.
All right, so first what you got to do is you got to head up to Woodford. So head to Woodford, park in the centre of in Woodford. There's some car parking right along the centre of town. You walk over to one of the great coffee shops that we have, and you order your coffee. So then what you'll do is you head over to the library or the hall with your coffee in tow and wander down the pathway to some fantastic blue doors. So the art group and the Historical Society have repainted those doors bright blue, so you can't miss them. It's over in the corner, so if you see the library doors, just go to the left. Wander in there. There's some displays on TVs. There's some interactive stuff. But what there is always a great volunteer on the front desk who will say hello, who will guide you around the museum and art space if you wish, but they will be a font of everything Woodford. So, but you got to have the coffee. It doesn't work without the coffee. On occasions when the art group have their
tea won't do. It's got to be coffee.
Well, could be tea. But when the art group have their biannual art show, then it's wine and cheese. But other time, it's tea or coffee and potentially an Anzac Bicky or a shortbread biscuit.
Now, finally, some very, very good news. If you love walking and you want to go from Caboolture all the way up to Elimbah, you can now do, you're going to be able to do it soon. It's the construction's about to begin on the cement walkway from Markwell Road. That's going to go right the way, all the way to Alemba, which is going to be good. How long is that going to take?
So it's going to take a little while to construct. So about, I think, 2 months to construct.
Oh, is that all? 2 months? Yeah, oh, well, ready for next summer.
So 10 years ago or 11 years ago when we got elected, the idea was to connect our towns.
Mm.
So, you know, to connect. And at that stage, we still had a section of Morayfield to connect. And we did that within a few years. So this is around, we started the connection between Wemeran and Caboolture with the rail trail, and stage one's done. Mm-hmm. Stage two is just about complete. They're doing the landscaping and all the extras that they need to do there. Stage three will start in the next 6 months and be completed by the end of the financial year.
Good stuff.
So we will have connected Morayfield to Caboolture. We will have connected Wemeran to Caboolture, and now is the time to connect Alemba to Caboolture. So we've been working on it for a number of years. We've got to Markwell Road, and now we're connecting through to the rest of it. So some of it's already constructed up near Smith Road.
Now, you love getting on your bike, and we know that you love getting out and about. Just recap for us again, how long does it take to get from Caboolture to Wemeran through the rail trail? How long should that trip take?
Oh, by the time it's done, so it's 10, 12 Ks.
Yeah.
Actually, it's about 12.5 from my place to the office here.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're taking a nice relaxing ride, about half an hour, 40 minutes.
Okay, now let's go to...
If you want to speed it up a bit, well, that's a bit more hectic. But
indeed, and probably good exercise. But if you want to go from here to Alemba, how long should that trip take?
See, I haven't done that one quite yet. So if you're on a bike, normally at this stage you'd go up Dancers Road, so a completely different trip, and that would probably take you around about the same time.
About half an hour.
The distance, though, going around Old Gympie Road is about 2Ks extra.
Okay.
So it'll take you a little bit more time, less dangerous though, because you'll be on the footpath. You'll be able to connect up to the different estates on the side there, to both left and right, Markle Road, King's, I think it's King's off Alcock, Gecko Ridge, Three Ponds, and then round into Alemba. But you'll also be able to get over to the other side to Spoonbill and Wattlebird. But yeah, we have
such brilliant weather here. You could just about do this any time of the year, couldn't you?
Except for the 2 or 3 days leading up to this Anzac Day that's just gone. I think everybody was a bit stressed about that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What an amazing turnout for Anzac Day, though.
Yeah, look, it was just awesome. It blew me away. I mean, even the Dawn Service had more people than, just as many as last year, if not more.
Yeah, look, I did the Woodford Dawn, or pre-dawn, and the amount of people that were up there for that. And then we went up to Mount Mee, which is spectacular, the sunrise.
What a view.
It's just amazing. And then down to Caboolture, and I had some other people representing me at Wemeran and Woodford for the others. But it's just to see, I was going to say patriotism, which I guess it is. But
it's a sense of community as well.
It is. And to see people come out and support their forefathers and what they sacrificed for us was just... it's just amazing.
Just a quick one too before we finish up, and you often do the mobile offices. Got any plan for the next few weeks?
I don't. Okay. And there's a reason for that, Shane. So those that have read my newsletter will know that we're expecting twins.
Yes.
And so for the next, so they're due in 3 weeks, 2 days, well, 3 weeks. Or sooner, I should say.
These things do have a way of...
Occasionally they do come early. So I've just taken the opportunity to decrease the mobile offices for the next month and a half.
But people can still contact you through your Facebook or through your phone. So give a plug for that.
They can certainly ring me on my mobile, which is 0488 186 487. The office, which Leslie will certainly be looking after if I'm not available, which is 54 332 961, or if you want to jump on my Facebook page, it's Ada Riddell at Facebook, and then they can also go to the website as well, so adrianriddell.com.au. Always be around, but just going to take a little bit of time to look after a couple of new
And for at least for a few hours, you might be just really busy.
I suspect it'll be just maybe for 1 or 2 hours, I might actually get some sleep a night, but. We'll see how it goes. Looking forward to it, Shane.
Good luck to you, and the best of speedy, delivery. Speedy delivery.
I'm not sure whether that means good luck if they come early or.
So long as they come out okay, and they start life with the fullest potential that's possible to them. We wish you well.
Thank you very much.
This is Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5 FM.